You know where your house has to get in order to clean the house? The whole house, everything has to be picked up and put away, 100% decluttered, 100% tidied. Now, that's not a requirement by any means, but you better bet your buttons that if you want to get the most money out of this opportunity, you need to clean up before the cleaners come. That way they can really get in and clean and there's nothing in their way. And you come home to a clean house. That is the feeling that almost every woman desires, is to like sit down and say, oh, my house feels clean. You know, like that feels amazing. Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work from home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you, who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Hold on there just one second. Have you been listening to this show for, I don't know, maybe a few or a handful or maybe a lot of episodes in a row? I know, binge-worthy content right here for you. If the answer is yes, then I need you, real quick, do me a huge favor. Press pause, go over to Apple iTunes, hit subscribe, and leave me a 5-star written review. That helps me so much to continue to show up, not only in my own space, but also to show up in the suggested Apple podcast feed for so many other women. Not an iTunes podcast listener, that's okay. You can still leave a review on any of the streaming platforms where you listen to this podcast. When you take the time and the energy to leave me a 5-star written review, it not only fills me with such great joy, but it encourages me, my family, and the rest of my team to continue doing what we do here, what we love so much. And all of that is made so unbelievably possible with just a few minutes of your time. So hurry, press pause on this episode, go leave a review, and then come back and we will get down into the nitty-gritty on all of the juicy things about going from overwhelmed to organized and how you can get one of these incredible systems in place in your life. All right, what do you say? Let's jump into today's episode. Well, I have been keeping a secret for a really, really good reason. Like a really good reason. Obviously, from the title of this episode, you know that I'm going to be talking to you about the truth behind why I quit using my house cleaners. So the lie, it's not actually a lie. I just have had a house cleaner for the past year and I haven't talked about it on the podcast at all. And there is a reason why. And I'm going to explain all of it. And the truth of the matter is that I also disclosed in the title of this episode that I went back to my own cleaning system and quit my house cleaners. And that is the truth. And honestly, that's why I haven't talked about it here. I'm going to go all into the why. Why haven't I talked about it? What did I learn? 3 really important things that I learned by having a house cleaner, and I'm going to be sharing the tools that I now use in my house to be able to clean better than the pros ever cleaned my house, and what my plan is for the future in order to keep my house clean since I've had professional cleaners coming and cleaning my house for the last year. So I'm going to back up for like a quick second, depending on how long you've been around here listening to the show. I moved into a brand new house a year ago. The house was built for us. So I'm talking brand new, paint brand new, carpet brand new, baseboards, walls, floors, drawers, cupboards, appliances, everything had never been touched by another human. Like I'm literally peeling off the stickers for the first time use and like doing the warranties. Like it's brand new. And all I wanted was to keep it perfect. And I also knew that I was like in the thick of really, really, really being in the weeds with not only moving, but my kids really starting to like ramp it up in their social activities, my business, my husband and his personal pursuits, endeavors, the work that I do and volunteer to do at my church. And then also we got a dog and I was like, nope. So we got house cleaners. We had house cleaners come every 2 weeks. And ideally, this is like everyone's dream. And in my neck of the woods, my closest friends and all the peers, all of my peers in my mastermind, people that I coach, that I work with, that are all running multiple six and seven figure businesses, they all have house cleaners. It's like one of the first things that they outsource because it does take a lot of time. And I was like, okay. I struggled with the idea of this for so long, for so many reasons. For so many reasons, I was like, I can't. But I was like, well, I'll just do it for a short time until I get my feet underneath me. Well, it's been about a year, and I feel like my feet are underneath me in our new house. And not everything is exactly where it's supposed to be by any means. But, you know, I definitely know what our rhythms are, and we have a sense of normalcy, obviously. So in that process, I went through five different house cleaners, five different companies, and they all came 3, 4, 5 times. The first company we had, we used them for quite a while and it was okay. I didn't really know any different. And then it just got to the point where I was like, we got to find somebody else. And so we were circling through each of these cleaners. Here's a couple things that I had noticed. And obviously, I'm going to get into some of the big, like, juicy takeaways from this experience. But what I know for sure is I had never had a house cleaner ever. Even back when I was working multiple jobs outside of the house, when I was a single mom, like, I have always just cleaned my own house like most people do. And I never really wanted to have somebody do it for me at all. But I know that so many people, and even me too, on the flip side of that coin, I was like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it just be so nice if my house was always clean? And I guess you could say that for the past year, my house has always been clean. That is nice. You know, you can run your finger on the top side of most shelves and find that they're not dusty. Although I was finding that, right? Hence why we changed companies several times. And we went from big companies that have all the systems to the local, you know, family run operation, neighbor recommendations, community recommendations. Like, we did the whole gamut. We tried all the different kinds. Didn't matter what it was. Truth be told, nothing panned out to be better than me and my family pitching in to clean the house and following the system that I created years ago. It is by far and away probably one of the coolest opportunities that I've ever had. And I'm very grateful for the season. And there may be a season in the future where we do have cleaners come again. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. It is a luxury. It's kind of. Let me tell you some of the cons that I experienced when having house cleaners. First and foremost is the amount. You know where your house has to get in order to clean the house? The whole house, everything has to be picked up and put away. 100% decluttered, 100% tidied. Now, that's not a requirement by any means, but you better bet your buttons that if you want to get the most money out of this opportunity, you need to clean up before the cleaners come. That way they can really get in and clean and there's nothing in their way and you come home to a clean house. That is the feeling that almost every woman desires, is to like sit down and say, oh, my house feels clean. You know, like, that feels amazing. And it was always inconvenient. Always. Like, we have our process of keeping things tidy. We certainly do. But to that degree and on somebody else's schedule, I felt like it was just always, we couldn't catch a good rhythm with it. The second thing is we had a new dog. And like it or not, it was a pain in the butt. I had to be home when the cleaners were here to help this darn dog that's still learning manners and how to be polite when people come over. Like, we have to train through the whole thing. Otherwise, he gets kenneled. And even that lasts for a certain period of time, right? He does. He's kennel trained, but he doesn't want to stay in there for 3-4 hours by any means. And I was literally, honestly, every single time they came over, I was home and I was getting nothing done. Nothing. I was getting nothing done. I found myself cleaning right alongside them. I'm like, what is actually happening? Now, this might not be your story and this might not happen to you. You might be like, peace out, do whatever you want to my house. It's going to be better than what I would have done. But for me, this is my bag. So this leads me into the three things. Well, and here's the third thing, that the third drawback to it. What I experience with almost every single company is the time that they come is never the same, ever. And so I'm always trying to fit that in. And you know, we do this entire 7 weeks the way that I plan my week and my home management system. And I could never get a straight number from them. I never knew when they were coming, what the exact hour was. It was always this window. And we have so much of that happening in our life right now, where this service contractor shows up and then this one. And it's like, you know, you're sitting around and you're waiting for people to show up. And we've got all the fancy gimmicks that allow people to come in and go, and we can control it from our phones and blah, 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 blah. But honestly, that was the biggest drawback. It's like, it was always a different time. It was always a different person. Even when they said it would be the same person and someone would get sick and they didn't know, and somebody moved the rugs and they never put the thing, like, they just were in here to do a job and then they left. And to me, that's not helpful. That's not worth the hundreds of dollars. That's not helpful. Now, is it great that my toilets were cleaned and stuff was cleaned? Yeah, it was. But let me talk to you right now about the three major things that I learned. What I learned from this experience, I had cleaners coming twice a month for an entire year. And every time it happened, every time someone came, I grumbled. Like, grumbled inside, not out of I'm not grateful, but like, why am I doing this? This is not right. Why is this happening? It just was not something that I felt like my family should be investing in. Here's the first reason why. I can clean my house like a dang ninja, like an absolute ninja. The way that I clean my house, I don't think people know how to clean like that. There's one company, their women cleaned. They were in sneakers. They were sweating. They looked a lot like me when they got done. They were cleaning my house. And to be honest, they probably will be the company that I call and hire again if and when or if we decide to have professional cleaners come back. I care about the details, and there's something so incredible about that, which I'm going to talk about in the last thing that I learned. But truly, whenever you understand the nooks and crannies of your home, you understand the spots where the pee dribbles on the toilet. You know where the hard water builds up. You know the spots that don't get dust or collect all the dust. Like, you know. And honestly, with a really great system, you can get in there and just bang it out and nothing flat. And I'm like, I can do this like a boss. Like, what is happening, right? And like, just so much. There's so much, honestly. There's so much to that. Even from like the way that I know that these certain mats need to be cleaned, and it's a part of the process of cleaning your home. And when you're like, oh, I have a cleaner, those other things that you just naturally do when you're in there, I'm either not doing all of it, or I find myself cleaning all the things that the cleaner cleaned and cleaning the things that they didn't. And the whole thing was just not a great situation. It was not a great investment. And I realized very quickly that I absolutely had systemized my cleaning and made it so unbelievably successful for myself that I didn't even need this service. This was not the thing that was helping me to create more time and more bandwidth in my life for me to do other things. Here's the second thing that I learned. My kids are missing out on the biggest learning opportunity of their literal and actual lifetime. That, I could leave a really long pause for that, because it's the number one reason why I didn't want to hire cleaners for a really long time. And my husband and I went back and forth on this for a long time about what it's teaching our kids. And as you know, based on the most recent 3 podcast episodes in the Get Your Kids to Help series, I feel very passionate about this. And there was one day that I looked at my oldest, who's 6, and I was like, she doesn't even know how to clean a toilet yet. And my oldest one was cleaning full-on bathrooms top to bottom, full-on kitchen top to bottom by the time she was 6, 7 years old. And like, I was a single mom. My life looks very different now than it did then. And I'm just like, I'm not on board with that. I'm not about that. This is an opportunity for me to teach my children for their whole life. Like, the kids that I have in my life now that I have the privilege of mentoring that are in their late teens, early 20s, they don't know how to do any of it. And that will not be my child. And I hope it's not yours either, after listening to this episode and getting a really great cleaning system in place so that you can involve them. Listen to the Get Your Kids to Help series. I don't care how old they are. Give them life skills. Give them skills that are going to help them be successful in life. And I mean, I truly understand where you're at. I truly know the things, the passions, what you desire for your children. It's all good. It's all great. But if the things that you're constantly trying to give your kids don't help them succeed in the next phase of their life, you're going to end up feeling the guilt and the burden of that at some point. And I know it seems so disconnected, but I don't care if you have sons or daughters. My husband is an incredible contributor to this house. Amazing. I mean, he's way more tidy than I am. I clean a lot more than him, but he contributes a ton. A lot of that has to do with the fire department and their culture. They pitch in, they're roommates, right? And they're really great housemates and everyone has their duties. He can do his own laundry, he can cook his own food, he can clean his own toys, he can clean his own floors. Like, he knows how to do all that stuff. And that's an amazing gift to give your sons. And it's an incredible gift to give your daughters as well. They're going to fit into one of those 2 brackets. So it's amazing for either one of them, right? Everyone's always like, oh, you have girls, it's different. I'm like, hogwash. Don't give me that. Like, we're all going to be roommates and housemates with someone at some point in our lives, whether you're a boy or a girl. And so these are really important independent life skills. And it also gives them confidence. It gives them character. It gives them immense learning and connection and bonding with you. And I was taking that away from my kids completely. Okay, 3rd thing that I learned is that I am missing out on the most meditative and honoring tasks that I've been given. You know, my marriage is one, being a mother is the next, and this home that I've been given, my vehicle, the things that I've been given to take care of. And there is nothing wrong with outsourcing any part of that. If you have people come do your garden, do your yard, do your whatever, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All I'm saying is that I was missing out on the opportunity to do these tasks in an honoring way. And when Blaine and I had been going back and forth and back and forth on what is the right thing to do, what's the opportunity cost in this? It's funny the things you talk about when you're married. I love it so much. We talk about a lot of things, but you know, it's so nice to have a partner where you can sit down and get into the weeds about, should we have a house cleaner or not? And he just asked me one day, like out of the blue, he's like, does it bring you joy to clean your house? And immediately I was like, it does. Absolutely. Yes. And he's like, then do it. And I'm like, okay, I have a really interesting plan in place for how I'm going to tackle this now that I'm going to go back to cleaning my house, which it's bigger. It's a little bit bigger, not by much, but it's a little bit bigger than the house that we were living in. A couple extra rooms in it than what I was used to. But I just realized that I was seeking it. I was still longing. I was like literally longing. There's some parts of it that I'm not going to miss. I don't love cleaning a bathtub. Let's be real, you know, but bring on the challenge. Let me do some squats and some lunges while I'm at it. We'll call it a workout and be done with the day, you know? Okay. So those are definitely the three things that I learned. I'm going to talk to you about the three tools very quickly. I'm not going to go into depth on these that I observed that I didn't love about what they were or what I wasn't able to do. And I was like, that is the tool that either they need or that I need. Because sometimes I was like, oh my gosh, they're totally missing it. The first one is the all-purpose spray and scrub. The amount of solutions and things that they brought was completely unnecessary, totally unnecessary. Not all of them, but like my all-purpose spray and my all-purpose scrub, it's amazing. Well, I'll drop the link in the show notes if you want it. You can also go to chelseajoe.co/oils and download my free guide. And it talks all about how I use essential oils. And one of my all-purpose spray, my all-purpose scrub is part of that. If you're a student of mine, you have the recipe and all of that information inside of Systemize Your Life, where we go through all this stuff that we're talking about. But just like, it's so easy. You take it anywhere and everywhere and you're done, and it's incredible. The second thing is my iFloor 3, my Tinico iFloor 3. I show this on my Instagram all the time. I have never had cleaner floors in my life, and I actually made my cleaners use it. They all brought mops, and I was like, you will not mop my floor. My house smells like mop water. Gross. And I kid you not, it's about $250. There's ones for like $300, $450, but I got the one for $250. Changed my life. Changed my life, and it will change your life. Save your money. Next thing you buy. I don't care what you have to do. This will be your next purchase and investment. And yes, I'm going to throw my Amazon affiliate link down below so you can grab that bad boy from me. But I mean, I got influence from some influencer on Instagram, and I ended up going and buying it and changed my life. It vacuums, and it's only for hard floors, tiles. It says hardwood floors, but you'll need to check that. Linoleum, laminate, all that. Okay. It doesn't go on carpet, but it vacuums and it mops all at the same time. And it separates the dirty from the clean water. And I've never found anything easier. It's cordless. It does my whole downstairs and upstairs without needing to be recharged. And I'm obsessed. Changed my life. Cleanest floors I've ever had, ever, 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 ever. I use it multiple times a week, and my floors are incredible. I've never felt better about my house in my life. Number three thing that I absolutely could not recommend more are the window cleaning towels from Norwex. So Norwex is a direct sales company, and I have a little distributor that goes to my local farmer's market, and one of the girls that works on my team, my student success coach, she actually used to distribute them, and so she's the one that kind of got me hooked on them. You don't have to use Windex. So like, I literally only use my all-purpose spray and scrub, and it's just water and this towel. And one of the cleaning companies that came actually said, I wish we had these because they're amazing. It's streak-free. You just wash it and reuse it. Saves you a ton of money. I'm obsessed with it. All right, here's my plan for the future to keep my house clean. I'm going back to my zone cleaning, 100%. My zone cleaning, there's some other episodes here on the podcast that you can research. Obviously, if you want to know down to the in-depth plan on what zones you should have in your house, if you want the recipes, if you want everything that I'm going to be doing in my house plus more, I'm really excited as I get in and realize some of the other like deeper things. Like I just realized my water pitcher that automatically refills inside of my drink station, gotta be washing that thing once a week, because that was some slime that I was not okay with being in my water. And I was like, whoop. And so I'm building out a really cool system for how to automate the things that we need to do that are outside of like the normal cleaning. That one's gonna get added to my zone cleaning, but like under the couch and building out all of my tools, the specific like extendable Swiffers for my really high shelves, my bookshelves, my ceiling fans, like the tools that you need. Because here's what I found. I spent so much money on cleaners over the last year, and if I just would have invested that in the right tools, I could be cleaning my house better than the professionals every single week. If you're super curious on what this entire system is, it is what I teach in the third week of my home management system. That's a 4-week learning curve. It's something that you can get implemented in your house in just 4 weeks by purchasing Systemize Your Life. You can click down in the show notes, and you can also go to chelseajoe.co/SYL, and you can get access to all of this. I love my students so much. My student community is incredible. And when you come in as a VIP student, you get access to all of that, plus my zones, all the things. So my zones and my plan for the future is, I will say this, cleaning your own house is hard work, and you should not do it alone, ever, by any means. And my family will absolutely pitch in and help do zone cleaning. And that's what I teach. I teach that as a part of the program. Like, you got to get your kids involved in this. But I'm actually going to have my mom come over and help. And I am going to pay her a little bit for that. Not as much as I was paying cleaners, but because I wanted to, you know, like I wanted to say, and we're going to do it together. And it's something that I was like, this is super fun. And this is super creative. Now, I even talked to my husband about it. And I was like, look, do you just want to be the one that sits down and cleans with me? And he was like, sure. And I was like, no, thanks. Like where do you think I learned how to clean from? My mother. Like, I don't have to worry about that. And it's fun. You know, it's an opportunity for my girls to get involved. And I'm looking forward to that. Whether or not that's your cousin, your sister, your neighbor, your best friend, your mom, your husband, your oldest daughter, or maybe your youngest, like, get this on board in your life and don't try and do it all on your own unless you love it and you want no one around, because it is extremely cathartic and meditative. I love it more than anything in the world. And the last thing that I'll say about this, my plan is to sit down and make sure that I have 2 hours a week every single week on the calendar, which has been the system forever, and get my zones in a place that really makes sense for my family in this new house in a way that works for us, that allows me to feel like my house is always clean. The second part of how I plan to keep my house clean in the future is to make sure that we're decluttered and tidied on a regular basis. So cleaning is something that doesn't take a ton of energy, that I can skip and bypass the tidying. And so I have a lot of decluttering that needs to happen. And I bet you do too. I'm going to drop a sneak peek of something really fun that's coming up completely for free. Coming up in a couple weeks, we are going to be doing a lot of that decluttering and refreshing together as a community. If you are on my email list, you probably already saw me drop an accidental oops email announcing this that went out a little early. On the back end, we let the cat out of the bag a little bit early. And if you're not already on my email list and you're not getting emails, check your spam, first of all, or you can just head over to the website and you can sign up for that download guide, chelseajoe.co/oils. You can also sign up for our quiz to see which system is the next right and most perfect system for you and what you're struggling with right now to go from overwhelmed to organized by going to chelseajoe.co/quiz. And then you'll get all the emails from us. And so this is a season right now where we're kind of wrapping up winter and heading into spring. And I know that this is really big and important for me and my family. And I'm excited to bring that energy and those systems and be a guide for you and for me here coming up in the next month. So stay tuned, stick around. I'm excited to get into the weeds of cleaning, decluttering, just refreshing all of the things in our day, in our lives, in our schedules, in our homes, and in our hearts. So thanks for hanging out with me here on this episode. And thanks for, you know, accepting the truth in my journey on getting my house cleaned, because it can be a lot of work, but it can also be one of the most fruitful and fun and rewarding things that you do. And if your heart doesn't quite feel that way yet, just stick around with me long enough. I promise I will make cleaning your house something that you look forward to. And if nothing else, something that you can actually get done on a regular basis. All right, friends, thanks for hanging out with me. And I hope to meet you back here real soon for another episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.